In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名，在这里分享。
We're going to continue to study the book of Jeremiah.
我们要继续查考耶利米书。
Before we started the last 4 weeks, I was in Hawaii.
上个前四个礼拜我在夏威夷。
It's a 4 weeks. It's a quite long time. I stayed there.
在那边待了四个礼拜，觉得蛮久的时间。
But for us, Hawaii is not a, it's not a place to have a vacation.
因为对我来说，夏威夷不是一个去度假的地方。
Two Monday, we have a Monday night fellowship, and then Tuesday morning, we have a 10 o'clock, we have a sister fellowship there.
他们从礼拜一晚上就有团契，然后礼拜二早上有姐妹的团契。
And also Tuesday night have a that's Ohau Church service.
礼拜二晚上晚间就有Oahu教会的教会聚会。
And Wednesday we have a Honolulu Church have a service.
然后礼拜三晚上有Honolulu教会的聚会。
And Thursday night spiritual convocation starts, so we had a 3 spiritual convocation.
然后礼拜四开始就是灵恩会，然后就三个礼拜三个地方。不同的地方开灵恩会。
But at the same time, whenever there's a time, I go to the mountain and hike also.
可是我尽量想办法，有时间的话就去爬山。
Because no time to exercise, so I trying to looking for a work.
因为没有其他的时间来运动，所以就尽量趁这个机会爬山。
It really helps the visit Hawaii for three different places.
所以我这次有办法去三个不同教会的地方帮忙。
Honolulu Church, we have about the spiritual convocation is about a little over 20 members. I have a spiritual convocation.
Honolulu 教会这次的灵恩会差不多有二十多人。
And Oahu, we have about 80 attend the spiritual convocation.
Oahu 的教会呢，这一次差不多有八十位来参加。
Well, we have about half of them is a Chinese member now.
现在已经人数从中国来的中国信徒有一半以上。
So, before we only speak English there.
以前我们在那边教会都是只讲英语的。
But now we have to always need to translate, so we can translate both.Chinese and the Mandarin and English.
不过最近我们开始都需要英文翻成中文。
So the dynamic is a change a lot.
所以这整个教会的互动就有一点跟以前不一样。
Maui is a different island.
Maui 是一个小岛。
And there we have actually two different places a membership.
在小岛呢有两。不同聚会的地方。
Actually, 2020 around two different places. Yeah, roughly.
这分开来，这两个聚会不同聚会地方各有差不多二十位。
So many times, the other side, we so called the Lahaina, the other side of the island, their attendance is quite low.
在西部的Maui 岛西部那个城市叫 Lahaina。那边聚会的人数不怎么多。
At this time, the several members attend the spiritual convocation.
不过这一次他们也是有一些人来参加灵恩会。
So it's about over 10 members have a spiritual convocation together.
所以一共加起来差不多十位。
Because one family move out, there's five members which is move out, so the membership is a drop drastically.
因为有五位信徒他们搬走那个岛，所以人数就一下子减了很多。
Thank God, we'll finish and come back to mainland.
然后我这些灵恩会工作结束，我就回来美国。
And tonight, we can talk about the Book of Jeremiah, chapter 4.
今天我们继续查考耶利米书第四章。
Jeremiah chapter 4.
耶利米书第四章。
We'd like to read the whole chapter first.
我们把这整章念一次。
Yeah, we can go on to the section by section.
然后我们再分段的来查考。
We have 31 verses, so we can have each one read three verses, so we can finish up the reading first.
我们请大家每人念三节。轮流把这一整章念完。
Once we reach to chapter 6, then we can go over 1 to all the way 6.
当我们查考到第六章之后，我们再从耶利米书的第一章重复习一次。
Yeah, that's how we can cover the two messages from God.
因为在这六章里面有神给以色列人民两个信息。
Yeah, so today, chapter 4 from verse 1.
今天我们先从第四章第一节开始。
Let's read first. Well, Brother James, can you start with chapter 4, verse 1?
第四章第一节。
Yeah.
神说以色列啊，你若回来归向我，若从我眼前除掉你可憎的偶像，你就不配迁移。第二节，你必凭诚实公
6. 8. Verse 10.
Strong for these
6.
For I heard a cry as of a woman in labor, the anguish of anguish as of one giving birth to her first child, the cry of the daughters of Zion, gasping for a breath, stretching out her hands, saying, "Oh, woe is me, for I fainted before murderer." Finish here, chapter 4. Now, chapter 4 is the whole message. It seems quite dark in a sense. It's quite clouded.
这个整章第四章好像看起来很黑暗.
But at the same time, here God give us important messages about our all believers.
但是神在这里对我们信神的人有一个很重要的信息.
Why such a dark cloud of the judgments upon the close to these people?
为什么有这样黑暗的惩罚在这个神的神明中呢?
Because they do not renew their minds.
因为他们的心思没有更新.
Because chapter 4, verse 4, here God mentioned about the main problem is the circumcise yourself to the Lord and remove the foreskin of your heart, which is that these people do not truly circumcise their heart.
在第四章第四节这里讲出他们的最大的问题就是人民他们没有自行割礼 没有将心里的污秽给除掉.
And throughout the Bible, circumcision is a very important part of the role of Israelites and also the Christian for us.
在整个圣经来讲，对以色列人民割礼是很重要的。那同时，对我们现今基督徒，这也是一个很重要的道理。
Since Israelites, they established this covenant, the Abraham established covenant with God.
当亚伯拉罕跟神立了约。
And we know Genesis chapter 17, God initiated this established covenant of this circumcision.
我们知道神他自己主动的跟亚伯拉罕在创世纪17章立了一个约。
And God mentioned about all the males, his descendants of Abraham have to circumcise them.
神跟亚伯拉罕说，他的子孙每一个男子都要受割礼。
Circumcision is the one to be the establishing of the covenant with God, so they can be with God, connecting with God.
他们男子受割礼就是这个方法来跟神有连接，有保持这个约。
Israelites, the main reason why they have to facing of the judgment because their heart is not circumcised.
所以以色列人民为什么要面对这个审判？因为他们心中没有受割礼。
Yeah, that's what the Jeremiah chapter 9, God mentioned that.
这也在耶利米书第九章神有提到。
All the nation is under the judgment of God. At the same time, Israelites also.
整个所有的国家都在神的审判之下，但是以色列人民也是这样。
So Jeremiah chapter 9 verse 26, God says,
在耶利米书第九章二十六节，神这样说：
All the nations are uncircumcised, all the house of Israel are uncircumcised of heart, it says.
在这里说，这些人民和一切住在旷野地周围头发的，因为列国人都没有受割礼，以色列人的心中也没有受割礼。
I think at the beginning, the circumcision is very important for Israelites. That they are very solemnly doing this circumcision. They feel that they feel the God and fearing of God while they do the circumcision.
我相信以色列人民在开始的时候，他们是因为有惧怕神的心而一直保持这个割礼的。
But eventually, this people's circumcision is considered as a ritual, and also for their just a ritual as a surface of their doing things as it is.
但是经过长久的时间，他们人民就割礼变成一个形式上的仪式而已。
They know it is importance of their life of circumcision.
他们知道割礼的重要性。
But as a ritual, treated as it is, just only the surface.
但是他们不是只是把它看作一个仪式而已。
It's not really into their life, the fearing of God with the circumcision for the following after this as their out of their heart.
他们渐渐心中不再像以前那样子的敬畏神了。
Actually, the Deuteronomy also the Moses mentioned about the circumcision.
其实摩西在生命记也提说过。
Deuteronomy chapter 10.
生命记的第十章。
Deuteronomy chapter 10.
生命记第十章。
From verse 12.
十二节。
Verse from 12 to 16.
十二到十六节。
Deuteronomy chapter 10, from verse 12 to 16.
生命记第十章十二节到十六节。
And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require from you, but to fear the Lord your God, and to walk in all His ways, and love Him, and to serve the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul. And 13.
13.
And to keep the Lord's commandments and His statutes, which I'm commanding you today for your good. Verse 14.Behold, to the Lord your God belong the heaven and the highest heavens, the earth and all that is in it. 15. Yet on your father did the Lord set his affection to love them, and he chose their descendant after them, even you above all people, as it is this day. 16.
16.
Circumcise then your heart and stiffen your neck no more.So the also because Moses bring these messages and emphasize the importance about their faith, the true faith and their attitude to God.
摩西在这里提说，人民他们真正的信仰是他们的心里的态度。
Yeah, circumcision is not only just a physical circumcision, but Moses emphasize of the circumcision within the fearing of God and keep the commandment of God.
因为受割礼不是只是肉体上一个形式，而是他们要真正的敬畏神。
But the people eventually they doing this circumcision and understands this circumcision is important. Yet it cannot connect. It doesn't connect with their life.
他们虽然知道割礼的重要性，但是他们却跟他们的生活却一点没有改变。
And now it's also the same thing because with Christian life, we can ask ourselves what kind of Christian life we have to live.
所以我们如今也要问自己，我们是应当过何等的生活。
Christian life, another way, we can say keep the commandment of God.
做一个基督徒，我们应当要守十诫。
Christian life is a fearing of God.
能够做一个基督徒，就是要敬畏神。
Sometimes we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ. It seems like the ritual itself is for secure for the salvation.
我们接受了洗礼，好像就是 行了这个仪式能够保障我们的永生。
And then we kneel down, pray, then just speaking tongue itself. Once we have a speaking tongue, then it is a guarantee of salvation, we think.
然后我们跪下祷告，能够说灵言，我们觉得哇，我们就跟永生有份了。
So many of the we sometimes we believing as a Christian mind, the salvation is simple. We baptize the moment itself, and also we speaking tongue itself.
有的时候我们太单纯，以为做一个基督徒就是只要洗礼和得圣灵，就是光是这样而已。
We do not connect our life as a life, applying our life to be our heart.
我们没有真正的用心把整个身。我们的生命都放在里面。
But we know we become a Christian that we have to put God first in our life.
我们知道做一个基督徒，我们神一定是我们生命的优先。
But eventually fade away this kind of desire.
但是常常我们心中这种的热忱会冷却掉。
So the Paul mentioned about this about concept of true circumcision.
保罗就提到这个。真正割礼的意义。
Listen to Romans chapter 2.
我们看一下罗马书第二章。
Romans chapter 2.
罗马书第二章。
Verse from 25 to 29.
25到29节。
Romans chapter 2, verse from 25 to 29.
罗马书第二章二十五到二十九节。
Any volunteer to read this?
请问有没有人能自愿念一下？
25 to 29, yeah.Yeah, the Paul gives it, emphasize about the truth, the concept of true circumcisions. And I'm sure because during the time of Paul, there's a lot of, I mean, the, a lot of members issue about the circumcisions.
保罗在这里，很清楚地把真正的割礼定义，讲清楚，因为当时有很多信徒对这个割礼有意见。
Now that's why, because end up they have a meeting in the Jerusalem in Acts chapter 15.
我们知道在使徒行传十五章最后他们有一个大会。
They conclude that under the grace of the Lord, we don't need a physical circumcision.
所有的使徒决定后来就是在神的恩典之下，我们不再需要割礼了。
But at the same time, the spirit of circumcision is still within us.
可是这种割礼的精神，我们一定要保持。
The circumcision is the circumcised our heart is change our heart, born again of our heart.
我们心里受割礼，就是我们的心要重生。
So he mentioned about the if you want to be real Jews, it's Jews is not the outside of circumcision, but actually inner word of circumcision.
所以在这一段我们刚刚念的说，你要做真犹太人，不是光是肉体要做，而是心中。
So Christian's life is focused on the inner circumcision of our life.
同样，做一个基督徒也是我们心中一定要做到。
Baptism is an inner circumcision of our heart. That is the beginning point.
从开始受洗。这是一个出发点，就是从心中要受割礼。
When we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ, at that time so we establish the new covenant between the Lord.
当时我们是奉主耶稣基督名受洗的时候，我们就是开始跟神立了一个约。
This is the commitment of our life, and truly, as we commit ourselves, like a, Just like in Deuteronomy chapter 10, the Moses mentioned about it, love our God from our heart, also our mind.
我们就像刚刚在生命记十章那边讲到，我们要全心全意全力的爱我们的神。
So the Paul mentioned about the Colossians chapter 2.
在哥罗西书保罗也讲到。
He mentioned about the importance of the circumcision in our Christian life.
他说保罗说过对基督徒割礼在对基督徒的重要性。
In Colossians chapter 2.
哥罗西书第二章
verse 11
十一节
11 to 13
十一到十三节
any volunteer to...Thank you. When here Paul talk about the circumcision in the New Testament.
保罗在这里讲在新约中的割礼。
So the verse 11 he mentioned about this circumcision without hands.
在十一节说这是一个不是人手所行的割礼。
It's not related to flesh, but it is is related our it actually in spirit.
这不是在肉体所做的事情，而是一个
So the verse 12 mentioned having been buried with him, which means your own nature of flesh has died with him.
在十二节讲说我们要一同埋葬，就是我们原本属肉体的要死去。
And the new one came out, rise from the death.
那复活的就是一个新的灵出来。
The faith in the working of God who raised him from the death.
那是因信叫那从死里复活的神的功用。
The Christian, think of Christian, the Christian faith is come from the faith of circumcision.
我们基督徒的信心就是要信这个割礼的信仰。
Establishing of the new covenant with the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们要跟耶稣基督建立一个新约。
So, whole things our life has to be changed.
我们一生都需要改变。
That's why we call the born again Christian.
所以我们说这叫做重生。
Yes, we have a flesh within us, yet our Christian life to be a new life.
虽然我们还带着肉体，但是我们要过一个新生活。
But then we know that there is a life of connecting with the flesh.
虽然我们的生命跟肉体有连接。
We constantly need this flesh to be subdued by the helping of the Holy Spirit.
可是这个肉体就要服从灵的带领。
Then we can submit to the Spirit of God.
这样我们才能够一直顺服神的灵。
So that we can continue to grow our faith and I'll continue seeking God in our Christian life.
这样我们信仰才能成长，然后继续追求神。
If we do not follow the way of life of circumcision.
要是我们不追求这个真正割礼的生活的话
，Naturally we followed our flesh，
我们就自然会追求我们肉体。
If we follow the flesh, then what happens is we cannot offer ourselves。
我们只是依靠肉体的话，我们就不能够牺牲自己。
Our offering cannot acceptable to God。
这样表示我们所献的祭。不能得到神的喜悦。
Then eventually, our heavenly kingdoms and us to be gap and closed.
这样我们跟天国就会有一个距离，到最后没有办法进入。
We cannot understand God's will. We cannot understand what God means to us then.
因为我们不能够明白神对我们的旨意。
No longer our life to seeking holiness, but we just be like a Gentile then.
因为我们就不会继续追求圣洁而跟外邦人一样了。
At the beginning, we don't see the difference actually.
在开始 刚开始可能看不出差别。
They eat the three meals, we eat the three meals.
他吃三餐饭，我也吃三餐饭。
They seeking for life, you know, the success in this world. I also seeking the success in this world.
这个人在生活努力要做要有成就，我也是同样。
The only difference is we come to Sabbath day, you know.
唯一个不同点只是我安息日来聚会。
The concept and also the structure of understand everything be like the same like others. Of course, at the same time, we have some part is Christians.
要是我们的心态、思想和所有价值观都跟外面人一样，这样的话，也就没有差别了。
But we never turns our life like a very hard to be defined ourselves who we are then.
这样我们就没有办法定义我自己是谁。
It's an impact in our offering to God, in our attitude and everything. Then the gap of difference continue to be far distance.
因为这样子我们没有办法把我们真正的能够奉献给神，那我们跟天国就越来越远了。
The one of the problem when the Joseph when he he you know he he yeah,He was run away from his brother for 20 years. He's in stay in his uncle's place for 20 years.
Jacob,
yeah.
雅各他逃离他兄弟，所以到他舅舅家住了二十年。
But eventually, he also been the influenced by from there.
在舅舅家那里住的这么久，他也是受了一些
He forgot that he later he promised to God, I want to come back to Bethel, I want to offer to God.
他忘记他当初跟神许的诺言，说我要回到伯特利来奉献。
And after 20 years, he fade away this promise to God.
所以二十年他慢慢忘记他以前的诺言。
The one time he offered to God, but God doesn't accept his offering.
有一次他献祭，神却没有接纳。
Let's look at the Genesis chapter 33.
我们看创世纪三十三章。
Genesis chapter 33.
创世纪三十三章。
Chapter 33, verse 18 to 20.
十八到二十节。
I volunteer to read for us. Chapter 33, verse 18 to 20. Yeah, 18 to 20.
创世纪三十三章十八到二十节。
Thank you. This time, actually, he came back to the land of Canaan.
这个时候，雅各已经回到迦南地了。
Actually, he erected. He says he built altar.
在这里说神，他在向神建了一个坛。
But God never responded to this altar.
但是神却没有回应他。
God doesn't say anything, any words upon to him.
神没有跟他没有显现给他。
But chapter 34, you find out that here, actually, it's a kind of a sad things that happen in his household.
接下来第三十四章，我们就看到他家中发了一个很悲哀的悲剧。
Because his daughter Dina was raped by their own people.
因为他唯一的一个女儿。Dina被强奸。
Because of that, the Jacob's older brother, they gathered together, killed all these town people.
结果迪拿的兄弟们就聚起来，把这城里的人都杀了。
There's no any gods within this kind of a situation there.
所以在这个事件当中，我们看不到神的作为。
And later, God showed up to him.
最后神才显现出
来。That's what happened. That's what the incident chapter 35.
这就在三十五节的时候有记载。
Chapter 35, verse 1, God said, "Now you go up, arise, go up to the Bethel."
在这里三十五节第一节，神对雅各说：“起来，上伯特利那里去建一个坛。”
I expect you to build the altar in the Bethel, not that place.
我是期望你到伯特利建坛，而不是在这原来的地方。
At that time, the Bethel, at that time, the Jacob, he understood what it meant.
那个时候，雅各听了这个话，他明白什么意思了。
And then he realized that the offering is important.
他才明白原来他的奉献很重要。
So the first thing is chapter 35, verse 2 is cleanse his household.
所以在第二节雅各所做的第一件事情叫整个 家人都要除掉都要自洁还有除掉偶像
And then he reminds God's grace
然后他提醒在 纪念神对他的恩典
And also the,、all the idols removed from the household
而且他把家中所有的外邦神都除掉了
And then he built the altar in the Bethel and he offered to God.
然后他在伯特利才建一座坛，然后奉献给神。
And then this offering after that God responded to him.
他奉献在这里奉献之后，神才回应他。
The Christian offering is very important.
所以我们基督徒的奉献是很重要。
If our attitude and our lifestyle not circumcised,
要是我们过一个生活是没有受割礼一样的生活。
It's not we just go to Saturday, we just, you know, we offer to God, it seems like God accepts our offering.
然后我们就这样子去安息日，在做奉献，好像表面上好像神有接纳。
Offering is our life offering.
我们要奉献是整个我们人生要献给神。
During the time of Jesus, we know that a lot of people, they do not know the meaning of offering, actually.
我们知道在基督时代的时候，也有很多人还不明白什么叫做奉献。
So when Jesus talked to the Samaritan woman,
所以耶稣跟撒玛利亚妇人这样说，
God is a spirit.
神是灵。
And then the those who worship him must worship in spirit and the truth.
所以要敬拜他，一定要以真实诚。真实跟灵敬拜。
Actually, God looking for the people who true worshippers.
因为神所要拣选的就是这个
that means
这样的人。
Not that many people at that time are really seeking God and really seeking the true offering.
耶稣的意思就是说，当时并没有很多人这样的以真诚。
Many of the people's nature, they are close to God. It seems like all the Pharisees actually they're very fervent actually.
在表面上，其实法利赛人他们是非常热诚的。
But the truth is missing out of them.
但是他们心中却没有真理。
So for us also same thing. We are Christian life. We are being believers many years.
对我们来说也是同样的。我们已经信主这么多年。
That we need God's response from out of our suffering, our offering.
我们需要神在我们奉献之后有所回应。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12 and finish up. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
罗马书十二章第一、第二节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
罗马书十二章第一、第二节。
I urge you, therefore, brothers, by the mercy of God, to present your body a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. We know that this verse many times we repeat it, actually.
我们常常提到这两节。
Every time we come to the Lord, we have to remind ourselves, is acceptable to God when I offer myself is truly the living sacrifice?
我们每次到神面前，一定要这样问自己：我真的把我所有的心全心全意的献给神吗
？During the time of Jeremiah chapter 4, you know those Israelites they offered to God at that time.
在耶利米书第四章，我们知道以色列人民他们也献祭给神。
I don't think that these people just don't do anything.
我们不，我他们其实没有说什么都不做的。
Because their offering is unacceptable to God.
但是他们所献的祭神却不能接纳
because of their the mind setting.
因为他们的心态。
Jeremiah, we can continue next week, but chapter 4, God mentioned about their attitude as an issue.
因为在第四章，神有讲到他们的态度完全不对。
And we are, we know that we live in this world.
我们知道我们活在这世上。
That we have the born again Christian.
我们一定要过一个重生的生活。
So that we can renew our heart.
这就表示我们的心要不断的更新。
Truly be like a born again Christian.
做一个真正的重生的基督徒。
So we can glorify God.
这样我们才能够荣耀主。
We're going to pray together.
我们一同祷告。
That God can continue to bless us and all the brothers and sisters.
愿神能够祝福每一位弟兄姐妹。
Continue to help our church, and also we have a next week, we have evangelical service also.
也求主耶稣带领这教会，尤其是下个礼拜有这个福音，特别福音聚会。
As God can help us for our next week event also.
我们求主耶稣帮助我们下个礼拜的活动。
要总的要让我们 pray together.
我们一同祷告。
In the name of Jesus.